Blog Talk Radio.
Joshua is a marvelous account of the conquest of Canaan by faith. The book of Joshua formulates and explicates the believer's victory through the power of God. Early on in this book, for instance, in the first chapter, Joshua himself is instructed by God to steep himself in the Word of God. He is to meditate there. He is to allow the Word of God to take over his life. Please note that Joshua is never told by Yahweh to apply the Word of God to his situation. That thinking is never found in the Scripture. What is found, however, in the Scripture is the call by Yahweh, by God, by Elohim, to those who are his to learn the Word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart. We are to lay up the treasure for the thesaurus, as the term is used in the New Testament. We are to have this thesaurus, this wonderful treasure of the Word of God in our hearts. And with this is so, we are chained Joshua, whose name in Hebrew is Yeshua, is the one who leads his people in the victory over Jericho. Now, the conquest of Canaan under Yeshua or Joshua began in 1230 BC. Pharaoh Manerpta notes, we have a Pharaoh Manerpta stele, in which he speaks about battling the Hebrews in Canaan at about 1220 BC. Jericho is the key site for the Neolithic period. It is the earliest town in the world having public buildings and impressive fortifications at about 8,000 BC. And it was one of the most impressive kingdoms, let me say, in the entire ancient Near East. And so Jericho, which is the modern Tel es-Sultan, is 400 by 200 yards in size. The walls of Jericho were 300 feet thick and 60 feet high. And so this was indeed a very impressive fortification. The people of God must take Jericho. And by taking Jericho, they would divide the land in half. They would make it so that the other kings from the other city-states would be unable to come to help one another. And so therefore, they would also control the most significant highway, and the highway that they would control was also a strategic trade route. So it was imperative to control Jericho. And so we read that the people of Jericho knew or anticipated the coming of the people of God. And so in chapter 6 of Joshua, verse 1, we read, "Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went in, no one went out, no one came in." Verse 2, "The Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, day of completion, march around the city 7 times with the priest blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man straight in.'" What an act of faith. And so God uses these marvelous verbs. Notice in verse 6, "So Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, 'Take up the Ark of the Covenant.'" Verse 7, "And he ordered the people, 'Advance.'" So Joshua was determined to follow the word of the Lord. Now, let me say at this point that the long march motif to arrive at a goal is commonplace in ancient Near Eastern literature, and so it is used here as well. There were 6 visible obstacles that the people of Yahweh faced. Now, Jericho represents the world to the believer. It is strong and formidable and foreboding, and the conquest thereof depends upon faith. Please read Hebrews 11:30 and 1 John 5:4. And this is the victory that constantly overcomes the world, even our faith. By faith. Please read the entirety of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 verse 1 reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for." It is the evidence, a legal term. It is the evidence of things not seen. And so then the writer goes on to talk about the different heroes of faith. And these different heroes of faith have these faith paragraphs wherein are inscribed their heroic deeds. What these ones, these super marvelous believers, accomplished through faith. The Greek word for faith is pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. We are pistics. We follow pisticism, not empiricism. We follow God. we walk by faith and not by empiricism, or not by sight. And so, for the believer, our Jerichos, it isn't the visible obstacle, but our attitude toward it that is the problem. As soon as our attitude changes, the problem collapses, or the problem falls down. Joshua understood that Jericho was a spiritual problem. I want you to see in chapter 5 who led the people of God in the battle of Jericho. Chapter 5, verse 13, now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or for our enemies? Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, what message does my Lord have for his servant? This was none other than the divine warrior. This was none other than the pre-incarnate Christ. Verse 15, the commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. It was Jesus himself who was leading his people against the world. The world that looked impregnable. The world that looked massively formidable. And so because he, that is the divine warrior, was leading his people, the defeat of Jericho was assured. I don't know what Jericho you are facing today in your life. I don't know what massive fortification you are facing. Only God knows, and you. But I do know a God. I do know the one who is there to help you, who is there to lead you. But you must put off your sandals and understand that what you're facing is a spiritual problem. Allow the Lord to lead you through. Allow God to show you that he can overcome your massive Jericho. Allow God to show you his way. And you must follow him by faith. And you must understand that you can defeat the walls of Jericho only through divine viewpoint thinking. Give up human intellectualism. Give up, name it and claim it, pseudo theologies. Give up that stuff and give yourself over to the Lord. Let him wash you in the water of the word and take you away from all these obstacles. And let God set you free. Let him deliver you from among the frozen chosen. Allow God to be God in your life, and you will overcome that Jericho that seems so formidable today. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. May God bless you.